This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. It's a great day in Trump land. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, otherwise known as War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. A great day. What do I always say? That old Chinese proverb, which is, may you all live in interesting times, right? It's great luck to live in interesting times. These are the most interesting times in history, folks. Interesting times in history. Rudy Giuliani joins Trump's legal team to negotiate an end to the Mueller witch hunt, and I'm telling you, it's coming to an end. Rudy Giuliani is in the House. Super Mayor Rudy Giuliani is in the House. Super Prosecutor, the man who took John Gotti down, is in the House joining Trump's legal team. Really, really good news. And the DOJ Inspector General refers Andrew McCabe for criminal prosecution. I don't mean to say I told you so, but I really told you so. I mean, I told you so big time for a long time now. For 2 years, I've been knocking down that door that McCabe is the worst criminal in the history of the FBI. But Comey's close, and I think McCabe is not the beginning of the end. He's the beginning of the beginning. This is all a giant deck of cards, and this was just the first single domino to fall, and so many more are coming. DOJ Inspector General refers Andrew McCabe for criminal prosecution. Can you imagine what this guy's legal bills are? The United States Congress is asking for criminal charges, and now the Inspector General is telling the DOJ to file criminal charges. McCabe is going to spend the rest of his life and his wife's life, you know, the woman who took $800,000 or so from the Clintons' best friend, Terry McAuliffe, to run for a local state office while he was investigating the Clintons, overseeing the investigation. Well, was it all worth it, my friends? I don't think it was worth it. Sorry, Andrew and Mrs. McCabe. I don't know your first name, but whatever your name is, we'll just call you Mrs. Comey, Mrs. Swamp, Mrs. Deep State Loser. It wasn't worth it because your lives aren't worth a plug nickel now. You're going to spend the rest of your lives using up every dime and then some you've ever had in legal fees, and you're going to spend the rest of your life fighting prison. And then maybe a lot, rest of your life or parts of it in prison. Very scary stuff. Judicial Watch made a statement today Inspector General of the DOJ's criminal referral of Andrew McCabe. Tom Fitton made the following statement. The wheels of justice finally caught up with McCabe for repeatedly lying under oath to investigators. It's high time America had some accountability for his misconduct. Judicial Watch uncovered documents about McCabe's conflicted handling of the Clinton investigation that should have triggered action months ago. Judicial Watch's finds on the FBI and McCabe corruption generated irresistible public pressure for accountability. McCabe's potential criminal acts on James Comey's watch are further proof that both the Clinton email and Trump-Russia investigations were irredeemably compromised. The Clinton email investigation was a sham, and the Trump-Russia investigation is an abuse. Unfortunately, the cover-up continues. The Justice Department and FBI are playing shell games and refusing to turn over McCabe's text messages in the Judicial Watch Freedom of Information Act litigation. The DOJ did cave today and hand over the Comey memos. Faced with a threat of a subpoena, the DOJ is reportedly ready to hand over copies of former FBI Director James Comey's memos detailing his interactions with President Trump. So another victory in Trump land. How about this one? A federal judge hears Paul Manafort's complaints and raises doubts on the scope of Mueller's witch hunt. On Thursday, a federal judge raised doubts on Mueller's scope as Manafort's lawyers argued Rosenstein never gave the special counsel. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein gave Mueller permission to rove around, effectively creating a Soviet-style witch hunt of show me the man, I'll show you the crime. and the judge seems to be indicating that he agrees. Rosenstein tells Trump he's not the target of the Michael Cohen investigation. More good news in Trump land, if you can believe this lying sack of Rosenstein crap. Sources familiar with the investigation say Rod Rosenstein told President Trump he is not the target of the investigation into Michael Cohen. Not the target. The investigation is focused solely on Cohen, the president's personal attorney. Trump had been previously told he's not the target of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The source also said the Cohen investigation, together with the abrupt departure of John Dowd from Trump's legal team, slowed but did not halt talks about Trump sitting down for a potential interview with Mueller. So who knows? But in any case, relatively good news. More proof that liberals are insane. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, claims he's undocumented and challenges officials to deport him. So what are you, Andrew Cuomo? Are you admitting you're a Russian spy? Are you admitting you're a communist? New York governor makes announcement at the United Federation of Teachers building. Andrew Cuomo, New York City native, raised eyebrows after he claimed he was an illegal immigrant and taunted officials to deport him. I'm undocumented. You want to deport an undocumented person? Start with me because I'm undocumented, said Cuomo, 60. During the bizarre speech, New York governor criticized the extreme conservative movement for being anti-immigrant. He said his family, who emigrated to the U.S. from Italy, was constantly ridiculed with a racial slur that he said meant without papers. This is the same BS that comes from liberals, the lies. What happened in the 1900s when my parents and grandparents, everyone emigrated, the same as your parents, Andrew Cuomo. They came from the same kind of places, Europe. Not Italy, but in my case, Russia and Poland and Germany. And I don't have the same sob story that you do. My family came here honestly and legally through Ellis Island. They had nothing to be embarrassed about. My family never took a dime of welfare. My family worked. My family didn't get free meals at school for their kids. My family didn't ask for free health care. My family didn't want free Obama phones. My family didn't want free housing. My family didn't want aid to dependent children. My family didn't fake back pain or depression or mental illness to get free disability for the rest of our lives. My family never got food stamps. It's totally different than today. When those immigrants came over in my grandparents' days and your grandparents' days, guess what, Andrew? There wasn't even Social Security, Medicaid, or Medicare, let alone Obamacare and welfare and food stamps and a thousand other government programs. You worked or you starved. It's a different world, my friend. He says, I'm an Italian-American. I come from poor Italian-Americans who came here. You know what they called us back in the day? They called us WAPs, he said. You know what WAPs stood for? Without papers. By the way, according to the online etymology dictionary, the slur originated from southern Italian dialect, guapo, which means dandy dude stud. The dictionary said it's not an acronym. A day earlier, Cuomo addressed a group of, that's typical. Because all Democrats do is make up fake news that's emotional and try and make you cry and play on your emotions. A day earlier, Cuomo addressed a group of union workers and said he was raised by poor immigrants from South Jamaica. His father, Mario, a three-term governor of New York, was born in Queens to Italian immigrant parents. His mother, Matilda, also born in Queens. Immigrant advocacy group Make the Road Action has called on Cuomo to apologize. To dreamer and immigrants like me, these fabrications are offensive, says Antonio Alacron, adding the governor has no idea what it's like to live as an undocumented person. For those of us who came to this country with our parents to find a better life and have struggled daily to get by and face the threat of being torn from our family, it's unbelievable that the governor would try to claim he shared our experience. See, isn't that funny? I rip him to shreds because he's a commie. He's a low-life loser. He just wants to get elected by getting illegal immigrant votes. But the illegals tear him apart because they say, you're white. Your life is nothing like ours. That's exactly what they're saying. Don't think that's not exactly what they're saying. You're a white man. Italians are white. They can't possibly understand anything about the experience of an Hispanic or a black person or an illegal alien. So he's claiming he's illegal, and they're looking at you and going, are you an idiot? Oh, boy. Democrats try as they may, just can't win. They just can't win. You do realize that President Trump's approval rating holds at 50% at Rasmussen, 50-0. At the same time, Hillary Clinton's approval rating sinks to 27%. Can I beg you, Hillary? Can I pray to God? Please run again. Please run against Donald Trump. I can't wait for the rematch. Please, let's have a rematch. Here's how dumb the Democratic Party is. The dream Democrat agenda includes reparations. Behind closed doors, wealthy liberal donors plot universal health care, free college for all, and reparations. A wealthy Democratic donor club plotting the future of the liberal movement hopes to be fighting for reparations by 2022. Do you understand how insane the Democratic Party is? I'm Jewish. This would be like me, right? I wasn't there for World War II. I was born in 61. World War II ended in 45. This is like me going to Germany and demanding reparations because my relatives were Jewish. The people are asking for reparations. This was decades ago. This was centuries ago. This was another time and place. You're talking about your great-great-great-grandparents. It's got nothing to do with you today. Nothing. Just like I have no right to demand reparations from Germany because Jews died in 1940. The whole thing is ridiculous. I've lived my life just fine without worrying about what happened in Germany in 1940. I lived my life just fine without asking for reparations or spending my life blaming or complaining. I know what happened in 1940. I know my relatives were murdered. And you know why they were murdered? They were murdered because they gave up their guns. They were murdered because the other side was stronger and knew they couldn't fight back. Reparations. What a joke. Reparations, universal health care, and free college for everyone. That's the Democratic Party, and that's why I don't care what the polls say. They cannot win. And just to give you a little proof, Trump's evangelical support hits record high. He's now at 75% approval among evangelicals. Only 22% view him unfavorably. Everything they've thrown at him but the kitchen sink. And Trump's winning. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, in Trump land. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout. War now!
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, if you're noticing a kind of a different sound, we are back on track again. We've had some radio people in working on everything, and I think everything's back to perfect. I think we've achieved the perfect sound for the show. The music is good. The sound of my voice is good. There won't be any more interference. We corrected all the problems, and we're back on track, baby. Wayne Allen Root War Now, USA Radio, your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, relentless patriot and defender of all things American, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show is coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stolz, who gave me my first shot in radio, and stations all over this great country blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. And a little birdie told me if you ask them, they'll also send you, in addition to a beautiful piece like this American Silver Eagle coin, worth about $20 plus on the free market based in silver content alone. In addition to that, they'll send you a free video. So ask them for the free video as well. The phone number is 800-780-9000. Be among the first 100. Ready, set, go. Call now. 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. For another day, you're going to have to live with the Dallas phone number, 214-810-TALK, 214-810-TALK. We got lots of calls yesterday, so obviously everyone realizes with a cell phone, it really doesn't matter. It's 214-810-8255. All right, a few topics I want to go over. Pittsburgh police ordered to bring riot gear for large-scale protests if Robert Mueller is fired. The city of Pittsburgh has ordered its detectives to bring riot gear to work Thursday, meaning today, in case President Trump fires special counsel Robert Mueller, according to an internal email. Police Commander Victor Joseph reportedly told detectives in the Major Crimes Unit to show up to work in full uniforms and riot gear until further notice. Pittsburgh's local CBS station obtained the internal memo in which Joseph writes, as the police commander of Pittsburgh, there is a belief that Mueller may be fired and that large-scale protests are expected to ensue in the central business district within 24 hours if that occurs. We've received information of a potential large-scale protest in the central business district. The protest would be semi-spontaneous and more than likely to happen on short notice. So we'll see what happens. Who knows if, in fact, he's planning to fire Mueller today. Somebody knows something I don't. I don't know. I hope he is. Or even more so, I hope he fires Rod Rosenstein. And I hope he prosecutes Rosenstein and Hillary Clinton and Comey and McCabe and just names a special prosecutor to go after Mueller and go after the investigation and go after the FISA warrants. All of that. All right. Churches make a drastic pledge in the name of social justice to stop calling the police. This is how insane liberals have become. First Congregational Church of Oakland shares a neighborhood with many homeless people who often come to the church in times of mental health crisis. Sometimes church members feel unequipped to deal with the erratic behavior. The most heart-wrenching scenes, volunteer leader Nicola Torbett says, are the times when the church is closing for the day and a person with nowhere else to go absolutely refuses to leave the building. At least once or twice a month, the church calls 911. Now the church has joined a small handful of like-minded congregations with a radical goal to stop calling police. Not for mental health crises, not for graffiti on their buildings, not for even acts of violence. These churches believe the American police system, criticized for its impact on people of color, is such a problem they should wash their hands of it. Really. So after people come in and murder your congregants and murder the priest or murder the minister, who would you call exactly if not the police? These people are just so mentally ill, so bizarre. Can this be reformed when it's actually created for the unjust distribution of resources or to the police black and brown bodies, Torbett asked. For her and her fellow church members, the answer is no. The police don't need reform. The police need to be abandoned altogether. The churches call their drastic approach divesting from policing. You just read the, you know, did I mention to you last week? I think it happened last week. And I wonder if I mentioned about the guy who was a lawyer, an intelligent lawyer, probably intellectual. If you graduate law school, you got to be pretty smart, right? And he set himself on fire. Set himself on fire, an activist who set himself on fire. Poured gasoline on himself, set himself on fire, I think it's called self-immolation, and killed himself over climate change. He was such a snowflake, so scared over climate change, he burned himself to death. Did he not realize the smoke of the burning added to global warming? He was causing climate change? Does he realize his ashes caused pollution on the ground? Wow. These people are all nuts, and now they set themselves on fire, and they won't call the police. After the guy set himself on fire, I wonder if a liberal would call the police. Crazy people. Liberals are nuts. Worn out. Now, the route. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, went on a Sunday chat show and said that the United States would be putting more economic sanctions on Russia. This caused pushback among other White House staffers who said Haley may have been confused. Today, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin clears everything up.
After Nikki made that announcement between Sunday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday, we refined the strategy, and we will continue to refine the strategy. We're not afraid to use these tools. We will use these tools, but we're not going to broadcast to the world our exact thinking on this.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani joined President Donald Trump's personal legal team today. Now, the thought is that Giuliani will help the legal team to negotiate an end to the Mueller probe. And your final numbers on Wall Street: the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 83 points today to end the day at 24,664. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Wayne on the Roof War Now, USA Radio Network. as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. We've got a great guest coming up in just 1 second. Tease you a little bit. It's Laura Loomer, who just completely embarrassed and eviscerated former FBI Director James Comey at a press conference yesterday at Barnes & Noble in New York City. We'll talk about that with Laura in just a second. You know she's a friend of the show. Back with Laura. I do want to mention that Blue Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Blue Blocker Sunglasses. Joe Sugarman is the great founder of Blue Blocker, one of the great entrepreneurial capitalist success stories in the history of America. Guy is amazing. If I told you all the things he did, it would take me an entire hour, or an entire show, actually, if Joe was here, to talk about all the wonderful things he's done and the books he's authored and the entrepreneurial home runs he's hit, Grand Slam home runs. But none of them bigger than Blue Blockers. Sold over 20 million pairs throughout the world. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. They provide the best eye protection you can own, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can also hit the lens with a hammer, and the lens won't shatter. And walk into any of those sunglass stores in the mall. You can't find a pair of sunglasses for $30 or two for $20 each. That's what you can find with Blue Blockers. Call toll-free. Order one pair for $29.95, two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. And you can return them within 90 days for a full refund if you're not 100% satisfied. But you never will, because you will be 100% satisfied. Just call toll-free, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 800-722-7777. Summer is upon us, and you want the best eye protection in the world at the best price in the world with the most stylish sunglasses. Thank you, Blue Blocker, 800-722-7777. All right. Laura Loomer is on the line. She's an investigative journalist. You can follow her on Twitter, at Laura Loomer, at Laura Loomer, L-O-O-M-E-R. And she had the courage yesterday to confront James Comey, and she really got everybody there in a tither, as she always does. I love when you annoy the liberals, Laura. Great job.
Thank you so much.
So tell us about yesterday. What was your intent in going there, and when did you find out it was happening, and what did you decide to do? Give us the whole backstory.
Well, I found out that James Comey was going to be having a book tour in March because there were a couple articles that were released that said that he was going to be like promoting his new book. And when I found out he was writing a book a few months ago, I was like, man, I really hope he's having a book signing just like Hillary Clinton did so I can go ambush him. And lo and behold, his first stop was in my hometown of New York City, so I had to show up and confront them. So I showed up several hours early to the Barnes & Noble where the event was taking place, and I waited, and I got a seat up front. And, you know, he came out and gave his talk for 20 minutes, and then I asked him a question. It was a little different compared to most book signings I've been to because James Comey pretty much canceled the book signing portion and just did a talk. And then for the Q&A, he made it so that people had to write their questions on a piece of paper before he even took the stage. And then his minions and staff reviewed the questions and screened them beforehand to make sure that all of the questions were controlled. So it's not even really a fair shot of asking him a real question, right? Which is why I had to do what I did.
How big a crowd was there to see him, by the way?
Not that big. I mean, the room itself probably only holds about 100 people, and then there was standing room in the back, so I don't know, maybe like 100, 150, max 200 people. I mean, it really wasn't a huge crowd compared to some of the other signings I've been to, but like I said, I was sitting, and then there were people in the back standing, but there were probably no more than 200 people.
These were all people who think of him as a hero? These were all liberals from New York City, from Manhattan, I assume?
Yeah, these were all liberals, and then probably like 30 of those people, maybe even 40 or so, were reporters and members of the press. And there was a section, you know, that was kind of lined off for them. But, yeah, just members of the liberal fake news media and also Democrats who ironically hated James Comey the week of the election, but now all of a sudden they love him.
Well, you just were reading my mind. What I was going to say to you was, you know, I think it was like 5 days after the election, I was invited to, like, I think it's called, like, the International Association of Political Consultants, and they did their annual convention in Denver, and it was all the top consultants in America and all over the world, all meeting just days after Hillary had lost, and they asked me to represent Trump, and so I gladly went. I was thrilled to go. And they were just so hateful to Comey, and they were blaming him for ruining Hillary's election and costing her the election. How did liberals turn from hating Comey to suddenly defending Comey and booing you? I found the whole thing so weird because, you know, let's face it, Comey's book lambasts Hillary and all the other liberals, and he's become an enemy now of all of Hillary's people. They're all bad-mouthing him and saying terrible things about him. So how come all the liberals in this room loved him so much?
Trump derangement syndrome, right? I mean, look, the liberals in this country, the Democrats in this country, they don't care. They don't have any principles. They don't have any morals. They don't have any loyalty, really, to their base and the people who they claim to support, like people on the right do, right? Like, they will sell each other under the bus so fast, which is what we're seeing happening right now. James Comey threw Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, McCabe, and several others under the bus in his new book. And now you see them scrambling, kind of eating each other, gasping for oxygen because they know that the end is near and that they're all going to be prosecuted soon because, like I said, they're all throwing each other under the bus and it won't be long before they're given deals and, you know, forced to kind of like speak out against each other. As you know, 11 lawmakers just filed a criminal referral against James Comey, Hillary, Loretta, McCabe, and several others, right? Huma, I believe, as well. And
well, also Lisa Page. Page and Strzok, what was it?
McCabe,
yeah, all of
yeah.
them.
All of
the
them.
Whole crew. They're all, you know, the old crew's reunited. The old gang is back together again.
Exactly.
You know, I think I've said from the beginning, Laura, this whole Donald Trump witch hunt, or I should say witch hunt by Mueller against Donald Trump, is nothing more than a smokescreen to counterattack as all of them are going under. All of them are drowning, and they're trying to make us drown while they're drowning so nobody notices that they're drowning. But, you know, if we have a decent attorney general, and I don't really believe Sessions is that decent attorney general, we can indict all of them. The question is whether Sessions has been blackmailed and whether we're ever going to get a chance to indict any of them, because if Sessions is compromised, then it's never going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we've seen with Jeff Sessions, he really isn't a great attorney general. I mean, he refuses himself, it seems like, from everything, right? I mean, look, Trump's face, what did we want? He campaigned on the platform of lock her up, lock her up. We were supposed to see Hillary Clinton in handcuffs headed to the big house by this time, but look, it hasn't happened, you know? And I put a lot of the blame on Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, I believe he's compromised, and I'm not sure how you get around that without firing him. It seems to me that's the only way to do it. And, you know, one of the things that really bothers me is the fact that you can't win when the entire government is filled with deep state, deep swamp losers who are out to protect their turf. So even if Trump has them all on the run right now, which I think he does, you know, you see the Senate, you know, about to ignore McConnell and maybe even pass a bill that says you cannot ever fire Mueller. And you see state attorney generals like that loser in New York. What's his name? Is it Schneiderman or something like that? He wants to literally make sure that if Trump pardons people, he on the state level can go after the exact same people. So Trump can never win. I mean, the whole government is fixed against us. That's what it comes down to, right?
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, like Donald Trump is supposed to be draining the swamp. And while he is draining the swamp, you know, I feel like a lot of the people who are in his own his presence, a lot of the people who work for him are a part of the swamp and they're working against him. And so that's the problem, right, is, you know, you have Donald Trump who's all about loyalty. And this is a guy who, you know, wants to put America first. But a lot of the people who are working with him are working against him, right? They don't really care about putting America first, and they're part of the swamp, and they're just trying to sabotage. I mean, we've seen this happen many times, and that's what's most concerning to me, and that's why I also agree Jeff Sessions is compromised.
All right. Well, liberals are having a hard time. I think they're sinking, not swimming. And I keep hearing all these polls that show that liberals are doing so fantastic. And they're going to win 50 seats in November, and they're going to take over the House again. And I just sit back and laugh. These are the same polls that showed that Donald Trump is getting creamed and was going to lose by a landslide, take the Republican House and Senate with him. And it turns out he won. People don't understand. Number one, the polls are wrong, and they're oversampling Democrats, and they're fraudulent. They want to, you know, kill our enthusiasm. But number two, it's a much bigger issue. Everyone I know who supports Trump is quiet about it. They whisper, you know, is anybody looking? I'm for Trump. Nobody would ever tell a pollster they're for Trump. As a matter of fact, most of my friends, if they ever were willing to get on the phone with a pollster, would say, oh, I hate Trump. Because then they like to sit back and laugh as the polls are wrong and we win our elections. So I think we're headed for a big victory in November. I don't believe Trump's at 50% approval at Rasmussen and we're going to lose everything. Do you?
Well, I think that the Republicans need to fight more, right? I mean, I think that there's a lot of conservatives in this country who think, oh, well, Donald Trump's in the White House. We don't really need to do anything because we're going to get everything that we want anyway. And then whenever you have your person in the White House, you see this every time, whether it's a Republican or Democrat in the White House. When it comes time to other elections, people just don't really put in as much effort, right? And that's why, like, when there's Democrats in charge, you often see, like, Republican majorities in Congress, and then when a Republican's in charge, it kind of, like, swings back. And I really think that we're in a dangerous time right now, and Republicans need to put in more effort to make sure that they're victorious come election time.
I get it. I mean, you know, I can't abide by what just happened in the special election in Pennsylvania, but it wasn't because people didn't like Trump. It was because we ran a terrible candidate, and they ran a really good one, Connor Lamb.
Yeah.
Really good,
yeah,
young,
well,
high-energy, handsome guy. You know, it was a perfect candidate. So that comes down to that, too. Hey, Laura, the music's on. That means we got to run. We thank you for your bravery, your courage, your heroic instincts, because you really are brave, my girl. Tell everyone where they can reach you real quick. It's
absolutely
at Laura Loomer, right?
Yes, at Laura Loomer.
All right, Laura, thank you. We're now. We'll be right back.
Staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, wait on the roof. War now. The Landis Tax Group is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Those of you who have been with me since the very start, local radio in Las Vegas 2 years ago, when I first started War Now, the Wayne on the Roof show at 6 o'clock at night in Las Vegas for 1 hour, and then moved on to replace Mark Levin. I don't know if that's ever been done in history. And moved to afternoon drive time and then national syndication, and then finally national TV with Newsmax TV. It's been quite a run, quite a journey. And Sam Lannis was with me from the very start, and he's with me now both here and on Newsmax TV. Great guy. Thank you, Sam Lannis. Everyone needs a Sam Lannis. He took on my IRS case, took on the whole U.S. government, beat him twice. I didn't owe a penny. Walked away unscathed. The attorneys of the Lannis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 IRS cases. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney and a real tax law firm on your side for as little as $490 a month. When you call, you'll have a free consultation with a tax attorney that is protected by attorney-client privilege. Very important. Call the Lannis Tax Group at 800-WE-HELP-YOU. 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 The letter U. Because you're an underdog, you try to take on the IRS without Sam Lannis. You know, my big bugaboo is how much I despise government. I just, you know, sometimes it's actually funny. They're just the most incompetent people in the world. There are no good, brilliant people in government. There are some nice people in government. I mean, obviously, if you count the military as government, then I think there's lots of good people in government. If you count the police department as government, I think there's lots of good people in government. If you count firemen, there's very good people in government. But, you know, the reality is outside of those three groups, it's a bunch of incompetents and a bunch of control freaks. And a bunch of people that get everything wrong. They fail at virtually everything they do. Now, yesterday I gave you the story of the IRS, which was just pathetic. You know, the IRS couldn't even keep their computers running on tax day. The one day of the entire year out of 365 days that you just have to keep your act together, keep your shit together. That one day that you got to do that. They couldn't do it. The IRS is that incompetent. And here's another great example of government at its not finest, at its worst. New York City's sex trafficking tip line has the wrong phone number and has had it for a year. Can you imagine, first of all, putting up the wrong phone number, having a major public relations effort and putting up the wrong phone number? Can't imagine that from a private company, number one. Number two, can you imagine putting up the wrong number for a year and never correcting it, you know? Here's the picture of two ladies holding the sign, and it's New York City Police Department trafficking hotline for sex trafficking, 646-610-7272, and the line is wrong. It doesn't connect to New York City sex trafficking hotline. So, you know, people are in desperate need, and they can't even get it right. That's unbelievable. That's hilarious. And it's just like people are in desperate need to get their tax returns in, and the IRS can't get it done right on tax day. And people are in desperate need of their health, of an operation, of cancer or brain tumor. And government-run health care is a disaster. Ask the veterans waiting in line at the VA hospital who died waiting in line, you know, or who were butchered by bad doctors at the VA. Amazing. And then, you know, here's one more point I want to make about Democrats, liberals, ties in with government because, you know, they are the government. They're the majority force in government, are all liberals. And they're always claiming, Wayne, you think Trump should only rule in favor of Republicans, but he's the president of all the people. And Wayne, you think Republican senators should only rule and do things good, you know, do favors for and cut taxes and do good things only for Republicans and conservatives. But he's a senator for all the people. And I've always argued that's a lie. Democrats are the same way, except they're hypocrites. When they get in office, what did Obama do for me in 8 years? Ever. And the answer is nothing, ever. Obama never did one thing for me in 8 years. Not one. Not one for a businessman, not one for a high-income taxpayer, not one for a taxpayer in general. Not one thing that made my life better or easier, only worse and harder. But now I have real proof, and it's right here in Nevada, by the way. Right here in Nevada, because a new study's out that rates all the federal members of Congress in each state. And Nevada is, you know, what do they say? What happens in Nevada stays in Nevada? Not true. What happens in Nevada is representative of the entire country. We're the center of America. And everyone eventually makes it to Nevada. You know, we have 40-plus million tourists a year. So every 2 years, 80 million come here. Every 3 years, 120 million come here. Every 4 years, you know, you do the math. 40 times 4, 160 million plus come here. So most of America is here. Every decade, the entire America comes here. We are the crossroads of America. So what happens here happens everywhere. Here's our congressional delegation. One Republican, Senator Dean Heller, 76% of the time he votes with the Republican Party. 76% of the time. One Democrat U.S. Senator, Senator Cortez Masto, 0%. She gets a zero rating from the American Conservative Union. Zero. So who's the compromiser? Heller is 76% with the GOP, but that means he's 24% against the GOP, which I believe is a mistake. Because you don't represent all the people. You were elected by conservatives to rule as a conservative. But Mastro gets it. Cortez Masto gets it. She's at 0% according to the American Conservative Union. Zero. How frightening is that? And then we've got Congressman Reuben Cohen, Democrat, 8% rating. Dina Titus, Congresswoman, 8% rating. Jackie Rosen, running for U.S. Senate, 4% rating. She's running against Heller. 4% of the time, that means 96% of the time, she votes with Democrats, 4%. She was nice enough to help Republicans out and join with them for something. Where's the compromise there? And what part of the country is she representing? Am I missing something? Has she ever voted with me ever? Well, we know Castro has not. Cortez Masto has not. She's at zero. There is no compromise from Democrats. Wayne Allred, War Now, right back at you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.